5 years ago, this nice little song became an international sensation. Not so nice, not so little anymore, right? Well, Russian punk music doesn't usually hit the mainstream, but in 2012, it captured the world's attention. In February of that year, the Russian protest band Pussy Riot climbed up to the altar of the Cathedral of Christ Savior Church in Moscow wearing neon balaclavas and sang their song, Mother Mary, Banish Putin. The next month, three members of the band were arrested and charged with hooliganism motivated by religious hatred and eventually sent to prison. One of those women is Masha Alyokhina. She got out of prison in December of 2013. She's still in the band, still a political activist, and she's here in the United States now to act in a play called Burning Doors in several cities across the country. And she has a new book out. It's called Riot Days, all about her band's protest at the church in Moscow and her time in a prison colony.
I think this is not about role of the church. It's about our right to criticize it, our right to make jokes about it. There is no ideal system. That's why political art exists. It's about asking questions, maybe uncomfortable questions, but only them are pushing any society forward.
Well, your satire landed you in prison, as I mentioned, a prison colony. You write a lot about your experience in the prison colony in this book. Not a maximum security prison like we might see here in America, more of a camp. Can you describe the environment and what it was like for you there?
In Russia, we don't have low, middle, or high security prisons. We have Soviet Union system. It looks like, let's say, strange village. Mm. And people there are living not in the cells, but on the barracks. There is one bedroom for 100 people, and they are living sleeping together, like on the iron beds. And there are about like three toilets, no hot water, and it's necessary to work there. The cynical thing is that the work which administration provides to prisoners, it's a sewing of police uniform and a uniform for Russian army. The salary is almost not exist. It's like $2-3 per month. So it's almost legal slavery. And when I came there, I was quite surprised. And after some time, I just understood that even there, we can try to change it.
While you were in the prison colony, you began a hunger strike. You wrote in the book that once you enter a hunger strike, it becomes not about the goal that you thought it was about in the first place, that really it's about having a space, a right to be able to protest in the very first place.
On that time, when I started a hunger strike, a lot of things were done by us, by me and my lawyer and all the team of activists who came to the another part of the country to support me. For example, we won a court against prison guards. And after this court, huge changes start to come. For example, they start to reconstruct barracks. They start to put up salaries a little bit, and 8 prison guards were fired.
Masha, I'm interested in what made you this way. What made you want to go up against a government as powerful as yours, knowing that you could potentially go to prison?
I don't like when something is unfair, because it's unfair. And also, I hate when somebody starts to create rules and cannot explain them. I think it's all started in the school. In Russian schools, we have so-called labor lessons, when teachers separate girls from boys, and they start to teach boys how to, I don't know, make furniture, for example, and the girls, they teach how to sew oven gloves. And when I was like 11 years old, I asked, why I need these oven gloves? I mean, there are like hundreds of supermarkets And I mean, I'm not going to spend my time in the kitchen. And they just said, because we are saying. And when somebody is saying something like that, I'm not agree. I just will not do it.
Later, when you were a teenager, did you have the same feeling?
It's not only feeling. It's all my way of existing. Because, I mean, the face of the system, unfortunately, we can see in the whole institutions in Russia, for example. I didn't grow up in other country, but I'm sure that it's not only about Russia. It's just sometimes they provide any rules just to approve their power, and it's not right.
You know, punks hate indoctrination. Punks hate conformity. And Pussy Riot's, they're punks. But not every punk after the show where they say, you know, screw you to the leaders or to indoctrination, not everybody chooses to take it to the next step. Not everybody chooses to really challenge authority in a way that frankly endangers their own lives. But you did. There are lots of punks in the world, but most of them don't go this far.
It's not about far. It's about responsibility. If you're saying something, stand up for that. Otherwise, do not say it. I think it's quite simple.
Do you think that a leader like Vladimir Putin, former KGB, with total control over the country, that this type of control requires this
No.
type of protest? Because you said to back down even an inch is to give a whole mile, right? That's what I mean by going this far, to say not even an inch. Is that what's necessary with Vladimir Putin?
I think it's necessary not only with Vladimir Putin. It's just important anywhere. And I mean, I wrote this book not to show kind of Putin's Russia. I wrote it because I believe that every person has a choice and a right to speak. And yes, in my life, there were these conditions and these circumstances. But I want just to show that this is possible. It's for making more protest art in the world. Maybe somebody will just suddenly find it somewhere, find this book somewhere and read it and understand that that I can.
Speak out.
It's not about a protest in the square or in the church or anywhere. It can be a classroom. It can be your workplace, anywhere.
Masha Alyokhina is a member of Pussy Riot. She is here in America performing in the new play Burning Doors with Belarus Free Theater, and also author of Riot Days, the new book all about the history of Pussy Riot, their arrest, their imprisonment, and the aftermath of their protest. Masha, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.